15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's a VIP Wednesday. And joining me right now in studio are VIPs.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob.
VIPs.
Morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Pretty good. Ready to go.
What a first week in the NFL.
Heck yeah.
Crazy. It was a fun first week, yeah.
Oh, for you.
It was a good first week for me.
The bookie.
It's the First Northern Bank Harold's Furniture Pro Football Pick'em. And first off, we want to congratulate Chris Albright. Chris came in yesterday.
She did.
Picked up her $100 gift certificate. Chamber Bucks, courtesy of Branded 307. They were our first week sponsor. So congratulations, Chris. She came in all excited. She was ready to go spend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was ready to go and spend that $100 in Chamber Bucks. Remember, you can sign up to play anytime, and you could be a weekly winner no matter when you sign up. And, of course, we want you to get signed up right away so you get most all the weeks. And also, we take off your four worst weeks, okay? So you can play along, have some fun with us. We've got office pools. You can sign up if you want to get your office signed up. It's easy to do. Go to the contest page on sharedmedia.com, and you'll see that First Northern Bank Carroll's Furniture banner ad, and you can get signed up. This week, we have a $100 gift certificate to P.O. News and Flagstaff Cafe. Mark and the gang down there. Wow. Good place to have some chow. PO News, Flagstaff Cafe. $100 gift card could be yours, but you got to sign up to win it and play and make your picks.
You can eat PO News for weeks with $100.
I know.
That's true.
Yeah.
For weeks.
Exactly right. So, congratulations, Chris Albright, our first week winner. You could be next week. We got to be announcing your name.
How many wins did she have?
She
had 15 points. She went 15 of 16. Yeah. She went 15 of 16, and she picked Minnesota.
She nailed the score, too.
She nailed the score.
27-24.
That's right.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Yep. So congratulations, Chris. Awesome job. Let's look at our VIPs.
Yeah, that's us.
In the ninth.
Here we are.
Point condition. But we're not worried.
We're not worried.
I feel like this is how this happens.
We know the game.
She's lurking in the weeds.
Sandbagging. First couple of weeks.
She's lurking in the weeds. She's sandbagging it. Yeah. Melanie, 9 points. But what happened?
You know, I do this for a reason because, one, I like to talk first. So that's
fair.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Okay.
And then, two, you know, I remember last year I was like last the first 3 weeks. And whose name's on the trophy?
It's true.
Yeah,
mine.
Right.
So, picture has it. Yes. She has a picture with the trophy.
So I'm not worried, and you should be all afraid.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay. She's coming. Right. Don't worry. It may take her a few weeks to get warmed up. But she's like a coal train,
Slow start.
The light is flashing. You don't want to change directions, you know.
But when she gets up to full speed by the end of the year, look out, man. Yeah, you ain't stopping it.
Okay. Walking away with the trophy.
All right, Melanie. 9 points. Yeah. 12 points. Armchair Aggers.
Yeah. You know, it was an all right week. I switched some picks at the last minute. I did go against my Saints, and it was probably a good
move. Yeah, right. It was a good move. Choice.
But
that's the one right pick you got there for the 12.
Kind of.
I switched the Cowboys, too. So I got that one.
Right. It was good. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Join us in studio for his first week, even though it's week two, the analyst, Andrew Boyne. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice to have you with us. How about those Broncos?
I know, man.
It was such a melancholy win.
Yeah.
Week one.
It's like,
we're back at square one, it feels like.
And now, 12 points, Andrew.
It was a good week. Any week you get double digits, you got to take it.
True.
Yeah. Okay. That's right.
I feel like this group here, the VIPs, is a metaphor for the NFL season. Melanie is the big bad Chiefs, and the rest of us are chasing the Chiefs.
Yeah. Let's not go there. Terrible.
All right.
Outside of Brazil.
Yeah. Nice call, analyst. The analyst, that's why he's Andrew Boyd. 12 points. Good luck, Chuck McGarra. You're sitting back in that lazy boy. 13 points.
I feel pretty good about that. I thought I was cool until I saw the next person we'll talk to. But, you know, 13, I'll take. I almost changed a couple picks.
Did you?
Really quick. I was like, Baltimore, Buffalo. I was like, oof. And then I saw the score, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then I saw the final score. I'm like, ah.
I know.
A lot of emotions in those.
Oh.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
The funniest part is about a quarter of the fans left.
Oh, boy.
That game.
Never, don't leave.
Don't leave.
No. Just don't leave.
No one cares about your leaving early traffic story, but everybody right. will care if you said, I stayed for the entire
game. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I beat all the traffic.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's
I
great.
Know.
You also missed one of the greatest games of all time.
We listened to it on the radio the way I'm going, no! Yeah. We're going to win this. 13 points, Chuck. Good week for you, though. Hey,
thank you.
Wow. The bookie, James Timberlake. Yeah. He was a big winner all the way around in many aspects of it. He even won some coin.
I won some cash.
We don't have any coin
one.
Here. On,
not here. No.
Not here. Not here on Pro Football Pick'em. But he won some coin outside of that because he had a great weekend. 15 points, James.
It was, nice work. It was fun. It was a good, it was I was watching. I was one of those people. The Buffalo Baltimore game towards the end, 40-25 with 3.5 minutes left. I was like, all right, well, there it goes. It's over. And
I know.
Somehow. They came back. Same thing with the Vikings. I was like,
yeah,
I know.
This game's over.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they came back and won.
Another game.
Yeah.
McCarthy looked terrible, and then all of a sudden he must have
turned it on.
Had a revelation.
I don't know.
The whole demeanor of Soldier Field went from yay to oh, no.
It was a very Bears loss. It was a very Bears loss.
Yeah.
A very Bears loss.
Very Bears loss. Yeah.
The Bears.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy.
Those Bear fans will be coming after you, Jamie.
Well, no, they know. They know. They know how that is.
Okay. Well, let's start out. Well, Melanie, since you're first, let's just stay with you.
Okay.
Let's look at games this week. Week number 2, Dallas.
Oh, gosh.
At home against the Giants.
They don't win this one. I
they
don't
better.
Know.
Right? They better.
The fans say Dallas by 92%.
I'm going to go the Cowboys.
She's going Cowboys. Mm-hmm. James?
Yeah, Dallas. This is a get-right game for Dallas.
Yeah, this might be my survivor pick.
Oh, I'm going to go. You're going with the easy one then?
Maybe. It's all about the W, my friend.
I know. What do you think, Jamie?
Yeah, Dallas. If they don't win, though, I mean, it's going to be pretty upsetting.
It's a division game.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Who are we going to blame if they don't win?
Jerry Jones.
Scapegoat.
Yeah. Then he beats up on the coaches and the players.
I mean. When you're the owner, you can kind of do whatever you want, right?
That's right. And he can definitely do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Andrew?
They didn't look as bad as I thought they were.
No, right?
I'm going with Dallas.
Going with Dallas. All right, Jamie. Your Saints are at home. You don't have much of a chance, though.
Yeah.
They're playing San Francisco.
You know, I think I'm going to go Saints, honestly.
Whoa.
At home.
Ooh.
Yep.
Boy, you're living on the edge right away.
Why not?
Week 2.
Yeah.
He's
going to
change that one, too.
Possibly.
Get closer. Like he did last week.
Solid maybe. That's a solid maybe on
you know,
that one.
Those Saints, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
You're talking big in week 2, and then he goes, well, maybe.
Then it's Sunday at 10:45. He's like, I got to change.
Yeah, that's right.
What am I doing?
All right.
For now, Saints.
Okay, Andrew?
I don't think he's crazy. That the Saints looked pretty good last weekend, too, but I'm going to go with San Francisco.
All right, Chuck?
San Francisco.
Yeah. I don't think Jamie's crazy either because Purdy's out, Kittle's out. I don't know on this one.
Ooh.
I might go Saints as well.
Ooh, is Purdy out?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Is it confirmed he's out? We know for sure. I thought he's.
I'm going with what she says.
Yeah. She has a spreadsheet here.
Don't question it, James.
Right.
Just go with it.
What she says.
Yeah.
For right now, he is, but that it might be more.
Who knows?
Closer to the weekend, we'll see. But for right now, I'm going.
Kittle's out for sure. We know that one. I'm still going to go Niners though. I think their defense is still too good.
Okay. All right. Okay, Denver, Andrew. Kind of melancholy win, but it was a win. And they're going to Indianapolis.
Oof.
The fans say Denver 64%, Indianapolis 36%. What do you say?
Denver's D looked good. As bad as the offense looked, the defense was good. And I think they'll show the real Daniel Jones. So I'm going with Denver.
Chuck?
I am going to go with the Colts this week. I just feel like they got their first opening win in a long time, and they're in Indianapolis. And Denver was – that was a pretty uninspiring game.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know. That's a solid maybe on that one for me.
Okay.
Solid maybe.
All right. What do you think there, Armchair?
Solid maybe.
Solid maybe.
Because I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, what would your initial pick be?
I said gut say, Jamie.
Even though you can change it.
Indianapolis.
There you
Indianapolis.
Go.
All right, Magic.
I like this.
Yeah. I'm going Indy as well.
She's going Indy.
James? I don't think they're better than you think.
I think Indy is probably a little bit better than we think as well. I think that was, I mean, I think also Miami's a lot worse than we thought they are as well.
Truly.
I am going to lean Denver here, though, I think.
It's Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
It's Daniel
Jones.
We'll
see, though. I mean, I don't know. Everybody looks bad when they're playing for the Giants. So, you're right.
It's true.
Maybe he is better than we think.
Okay. All right, James, while you're still talking. Minnesota.
Yeah.
At home against the Falcons.
Yeah, this one's, this is a weird one. The win was a win for the Vikings as well on Monday. I didn't inspire a ton of confidence, but I'm still going to go Minnesota.
Magic.
I know, the fans are scaring me here, but I'm going to go Minnesota as well.
Yeah, the Vikings.
The Vikings.
Minnesota at home.
Yeah. Minnesota at home, Andrew.
Wow, I'm opposite this week.
You going Atlanta?
I'm going Atlanta.
No,
yeah,
really? All right.
Andrew's going for his six-point week.
You get four of those. You get four of those.
Just, is that a little shade? I don't know.
I think this game is going to be closer than the fans say.
Rolling a dice on week two there, aren't you? Okay. All right. Let's pick one more, and then we'll get to our survivor. Well, we might as well look at the Bills. They're traveling. They're going to play the Jets, and the fans say the Jets have a 3% chance. What do you say, Chuck?
I'm going to go with our favorite team, with our favorite son, Cincinnati. No, I'm just joking. Buffalo. Buffalo.
Buffalo. Yeah. Jamie.
Yeah, Buffalo. Going Buffalo.
I'm going Buffalo as well. This is Josh Allen's
year.
Yep,
Bills.
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 Bills. Everybody's going Bills. You know, you come off a win like that.
The Jets looked pretty good, though,
too. Down, I know.
They did.
It could be a letdown. So.
But they were playing their nemesis.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. You got to play the Survivor game, too, as well. That's easy to do, right, James?
Yeah, just sign up. If you go and look at the Survivor pool, if you played last week, you'll see the team that you picked last week is now grayed out, and you're going to start to understand that that is how it plays. So you can't pick the same team from that you picked a week before, and so on and so forth.
And so once you lose, you're out, you're out.
You're out
on that one.
If you lose. That was almost all of us. With everybody that picked Denver, we were
survivors.
Hoping and praying. Yeah.
All right. Everybody survived this week. What'd you survive with, James? What are you thinking?
I think my pick, I'm kind of leaning two ways. I either want to go Cincinnati here, or if Purdy plays, I'd pick San Francisco. If not, then I wouldn't pick San Francisco. So I'm going to go, I think I'm either going to go Cincinnati or Baltimore. As
I'm scratching my head after that one. Go ahead, Melanie.
I'm going to pick Ravens.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Ravens as well.
Yes.
And I didn't look at Melanie's sheet.
Yeah, I got Ravens, but possibly Dallas too. That might be another
Dallas
one.
Pick.
So, yeah.
That's the Survivor team.
Yep.
I'm going to go New England. I'm going to try to knock out all the hard teams early.
He's going to try to knock everybody out, but he knocks himself out in the process.
Going Baltimore. What about Baltimore? I think Baltimore is going to come back and smoke Cleveland.
Yeah.
The thing that scares me about a divisional matchup, Myles Garrett is a game breaker.
Oh, you're Shedeur Sanders, defense. You mean?
No, not Shedeur Sanders. No. Cincinnati, though, I think is my pick.
There we have it. You can play with us. Get online, go to the contest page, sharedmedia.com, and jump on board the First Northern Bank. Carol's Furniture Pro Football Pick'em, VIPs. Have an awesome week.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
The same.
All right. Come on, play with us. Have some fun. It's a VIP Wednesday. We'll be back next week. Who knows where we'll be. All right. Up next, Fox News. James has got Swap Shop. Next hour, Public Pulse 910. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. I gotta feel-